Connie Eccles admits she was crazy when she purchased the business just down the street. She had no idea what she'd gotten herself into. That's what happens when you buy a 70-year-old motel that rents rooms for $11 a night. What happened to Connie in that motel is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
There may be a very good reason why the Wagon Wheel Motel is the oldest continuously operating motel on Route 66.
They rented them for $20 a night, $11 a night, and to anybody. And they were always full. They had people stay by the week, by the month. I mean, it was always full at those prices. And she, the older lady that had it for 40 years, she said she didn't need any more money, but they needed a place to stay.
Connie Eccles bought the old motel with its cute stone cottages and began a major overhaul. But she even admits it was quite the eyesore when it was up for sale. So why purchase it?
Well, it was old age crazies, I think. I was tired of flower business, and I always thought it was a neat old place and I could do something with it, you know. I said, after he took the offer, I said, are you sure? Because I really wasn't, you know, I wasn't thinking. And then I didn't realize it would take so much to redo it. I didn't know the rooms were so bad.
It's safe to say it has a lot more amenities than when the room rate was $11.
I have 19 rooms and 24 beds, and they're all brand new pillow top beds, new bedding, and new baths in all the rooms, and flat screen TVs, Wi-Fi.
The Wagon Wheel has a restored neon sign out front, and the vintage rooms still have the exterior look of the 1930s, but the interior of modern day. It's attracted a lot of attention in this small town, as well as a loyal following from people passing up and down the interstate and Route 66. It's been a lot of work, but a lot of fun, with this old motel turned new. Traveling the countryside in Cuba, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.